Thanks, John. Good morning, everybody. Everyone, very welcome to worship, however often you've been. You're always, always welcome amongst us. You've all missed a treat this morning, because we've done the conga this morning already. So, you know, hope you're ready. Thank you to everybody who's helped with breakfast church this morning as well. A couple of notices. A thank you first to everyone who brought gifts for the food bank over the last few weeks and for the toy service. We went to Wood Street on Monday and then the food bank on Friday. So we've done our Christmas deliveries there and everyone is very, very grateful. And Mandy, as you may know, and if you don't, you're going to hear now, is selling cards, alternative gift cards. And the proceeds from those will go between Wood Street Mission and the Lebanon. Am I right? It is the Lebanon, isn't it? Embrace the Middle East in Lebanon. So Mandy will be here with her cards ready to sell those alternative gifts. So many of us have so much stuff. We don't need it. But that is a great gift for Christmas. John Turner's asked me to give one more notice for pastoral visitors, please. Can you check your pigeonholes? And you'll find there the church membership cards for distribution. If you've any questions, John's here. Have a word with him. So thank you. Christine and Roz have prayed together to prepare for worship, and we welcome her to us this morning.
Thank you, Judy. Good morning. And welcome to worship on this second Sunday in Advent. And this morning we'll be sharing together in Holy Communion and using the Advent liturgy where we ask Jesus to come. The refrain is, "Come, Lord Jesus," as we look towards Jesus coming as the little baby on Christmas Day, but further forward, Jesus' return as King of Kings and Lord of Lords in glory. And we begin with our candle lighting liturgy. So I invite Margaret and Christine. Thank you.
I'll do it from here. The angel said to Mary, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end."
And so grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed are those who will come from east and west, from north and south, to feast in the kingdom of God. We sing together our first hymn this morning, our Advent carol, "Come Thou Long Expected Jesus."
Long expected Jesus, born to
And so let us pray. God of all glory, you brought the universe into existence and raised up witnesses to your greatness and love. We praise and adore you. Grant that by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, we may worship and serve you and praise your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. And for this service, we are encouraged to hear the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another." Amen. Lord, have mercy. So let us confess our sins to God, trusting in his mercy and forgiveness. Holy and forgiving God, we have sinned against you and each other in thought and word and deed. We have turned from your life-giving word and ignored the message of those you sent. We are unprepared for the coming of your Son. Have mercy upon us and forgive us, that strengthened by your love, we may serve you more faithfully. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I am making all things new, says the Lord. This is Christ's gracious word. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Thanks be to God. God of mercy and power, whose Son rules over all, grant us so to live in obedience to your holy will, that at his appearing we may be raised to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now Richard will bring for us our reading from Scripture this morning.
Our scripture reading this morning is found in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 1 to 12, and is entitled, "John the Baptist Prepares the Way." In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah. A voice came calling from the wilderness, "Prepare in the way for the Lord, making straight paths for him." John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and from the whole region of the Jordan, confessing their sins that they were baptized by him in the river Jordan. But when he saw them, many of them, and many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to him, when he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit to keeping with repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than those whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Here ends the lesson. I'm sorry it was very hesitant, but I suddenly had a headache come on and I couldn't stop in the middle of it.
Thank you, Richard. Do you need a glass of water or anything?
No, thanks.
You're okay. So now let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, here we are then on the second Sunday in Advent. I expect that each of us is making some preparations for Christmas Day by now. Buying cards and presents, perhaps, inviting friends and family around, making some kinds of arrangements. It is, of course, an incredibly busy time of year as we rush headlong, it seems, towards Christmas Day with hardly a moment to think. But actually, of course, it isn't Christmas yet. It's still only the second Sunday in Advent. And Advent is an extremely important time in the Christian year when we are invited to spend some time preparing ourselves to receive the immense gift of Jesus on Christmas Day and also preparing ourselves for when Jesus returns again in glory. Or more correctly, we're invited to put ourselves in the place where God can prepare us. The Advent journey is an invitation to make space for prayer, Bible study, and reflection. And yet, for many of us, as we rush around, it can seem the most impossible time of year to find any space or time at all. So as we pause together this morning, I wonder, amongst all of your hectic preparations for Christmas Day, how much are you preparing yourself for this momentous event? Do your preparations reflect a deeper preparation for the coming of the Messiah and his kingdom? What are your preparations all about? What is your Christmas focus? The appointed gospel for this year is the Gospel of Matthew. And the appointed readings, as you know, can be found across the top of the plan. Week one, last week, we were encouraged to get ready to wake up to the coming Messiah. This week, week two, we've heard from our reading John the Baptist, sometimes called John the Baptist Sunday. And John the Baptist's message, as we heard, is a warning, a call for us to be prepared, to be ready, to be alert. In order for us to be ready, we need, he says, to repent and be baptized. You see, it's not Christmas Day yet, is it? We're nowhere near. And we're not ready, are we? Or perhaps you are. The Messiah hasn't returned yet, and the kingdom, though breaking in, is not fully here yet. And we're not ready. Perhaps we feel that we don't need Advent. Perhaps just Christmas is enough. Perhaps we don't want to hear John the Baptist's warning and cries, like an annoying alarm clock that tells you to wake up and take action, otherwise you'll miss out, when really your bed is nice and warm and comfy, and you'd much prefer to curl up and go back to sleep. Interestingly enough, though, in John the Baptist's own day, His people were very ready to hear him and to repent and be baptized. We heard that in the reading. You see, they had been waiting under the oppression of the Romans and the oppression of some of their own leaders for so long. The situation was getting to an explosive point, and the people wanted to hear from this fiery young prophet. They wanted to follow. They wanted to do whatever was necessary to be ready for their Lord's return. Have we, you and I, got to that point when we want to hear John's message? Are we ready to hear and to follow? Are we ready to do whatever is necessary to be ready for our Lord's coming? His coming as the little newborn baby, and his coming as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Do we want that? Are we ready? Do we want to prepare? Do we want to give God the time and space to prepare us? Or will our preparations be only about presents and cards and turkey? And of course, there's nothing wrong with getting those things ready. It's no good thinking of those things on Christmas Eve, is it? It's important that we are ready to celebrate, of all days, to celebrate Christmas Day. But it's so much more than that, isn't it? How do we prepare ourselves then? Or rather, how do we allow God to prepare us? Because really, it is God that does the preparation, purifies us, refashions and transforms us. Our part is to be willing to let God do that, to put ourselves in the places, actual and spiritual, where that transformation can take place. All that John says here is repent and be baptized. Many of us have been baptized, and we like baptisms, don't we? We've had a few here last summer, didn't we? We've got another one coming in January. They're a great celebration within the life of the individual and the life of the fellowship, the church. So we like baptisms. Are we so keen on the repentance bit, though? You see, it's not an either-or. It's not be baptized or repent, whichever you feel like, whichever you prefer. Ours isn't a pick and mix religion. We don't just choose the bits we like. So I wonder why we don't tend to talk of repentance that much. We don't seem to like the thought of it. And I wonder what images that word brings to your mind as I say it. Because repentance isn't about constantly beating ourselves up, feeling continually unhappy, despicable, unlovable, and generally bad. It's not about that. It's about asking God to show us the things in our lives, each of our lives, that are wrong, that spoil our relationship with God and with others, and asking God to help us to be rid of them, to enable us to start again with all that burden removed from us. Repentance is about lightening the load that we carry, not about making it heavier. It's a gift to help us to be who in God we can be. It's about turning back to God. Repent means to turn back. Turn back to the God in whom we live and move and have our being. And that's all. That's all that God wants us to do, to turn to God so that God can heal us. So repentance is not about punishment and God's wrath. It's about forgiveness and God's love. It's about new starts and freedom from all that harms us and others. And that's got to be a good thing, hasn't it? Do we think? turning back to God so that God can prepare us, make us ready for the coming of the Christ child and the coming of the King and his kingdom. So don't rush straight to Christmas. Take some time in Advent, slow down. See if you can find some time in each day of this journey through Advent to journey with God, to seek God, to turn back to God and to be found by God, to be purified and unburdened by God, to know yourself loved and precious to God, so that on Christmas morning you are ready and prepared to receive that Christ child and ready and prepared for Christ's return in glory. That day which is surely coming when all people will see the salvation of our God. And when we are ready and prepared ourselves, we will be able to model that kingdom life to those around us. Model God's love and forgiveness, God's wholeness to a world that so desperately needs to know God's love. We, by God's grace, can be those who clear the road and make straight the paths for others to travel along and find their God waiting for them. For God wants to be found. For this, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Emmanuel, God with us. For this, Jesus lived our human life and grew to be a man. For this, Jesus willingly gave up his life on the cross. For this, Jesus rose again. For this, Jesus will return in glory, so that God can be found by all of humankind and so that all of creation can be redeemed. This news is too good to keep just to ourselves. So slow down. Take time on your Advent journey. Be ready to receive the Christ child and the King and the kingdom. And be ready to share it with others so that the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Amen. Now we turn to our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. In joyful expectation of his coming to reign, we pray to our Lord, saying, "Come, Lord Jesus." Shall we say it with a bit of enthusiasm? I don't like to interrupt prayers, but let's pray with enthusiasm. In joyful expectation of his coming to reign, we pray to our Lord, saying, "Come, Lord Jesus. Come to your world as King of the nations." We pray especially for those parts of the world where there is trouble, war, and strife. We hold before you the Ukraine. We hold before you all rulers, those who are bent on power and those who want to rule with justice and peace. Before you, rulers will stand in silence. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to your church as Lord and Judge. We pray for this church, for our witness in this town and this community. We pray for all of our sister churches, those of other denominations. We pray for their witness that all together we will be able to shine your light towards Jesus for those who live in Poynton. Help us to live in the light of your coming and give us a longing to do your will. Come, Lord Jesus.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Come to your people as saviour and bearer of pain. We pray especially today for Carol. And in the silence, we bring before you, Lord, others who are on our hearts and minds this day. Enfold us all in your love and mercy. Wipe away the tears of failure, fear, and distress, and set us free to serve you forever. Come, Lord Jesus. Come to us from heaven with power and great glory, and lift us up to meet you, where with all your saints and angels we will live with you forever. Come, Lord Jesus. Amen. And now please stand as you are able for the peace. I think that we will continue offering each other the wave of peace. May the God of peace make you holy and keep you free from every fault as you wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's offer each other the wave of peace. And we sing together our communion hymn, Into the Darkness of This World.
Light, order our lives as
please sit or stand, whichever you prefer, for the great prayer of thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all glory and light of our salvation, we offer you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. By your living word, you called all things into being, breathed into life the desire of your heart, and shaped us in your own likeness. Though we rejected your love, you did not give us up or cease to fashion our salvation. You made a covenant to be our God, spoke to us through the prophets, and prepared the way for our redemption. We praise you that in the fullness of time you sent your only Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord of eternity. Announced by angels and born of Mary, he became incarnate, fulfilling the promise of your salvation. And so we offer our praise with all your people on earth and in heaven. With all the full chorus of your creation, we proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise you, Lord God, King of the universe, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who on the night in which he was betrayed took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this and eat it. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come in glory. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the King of kings and Lord of lords. Recalling his death and resurrection and in obedience to his command, we celebrate the offering of his eternal sacrifice until he comes again. Through him, our priest and king, accept us as a living sacrifice, a people for your praise. Generous and holy God, pour out your spirit that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Refashion us in your image that we may be found ready at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours, O Lord, for ever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour taught his disciples, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Like those that look for the morning, so our souls wait for the Lord. Be known to us, Lord, in the breaking of the bread. Please be seated. As we have been doing recently, if I ask you if you could come down the central aisle, and myself and the stewards will be standing at the front and then work your way round. But don't worry if you can't do that. It's fine, so long as we all are fed at this table, which is now ready for us. The true bread of heaven gives life to the world. Come, all who are hungry, come and eat. Come, all who are thirsty, come and drink. Of Christ keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, 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 keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life.
body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life, and the body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. And the body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. So let us pray together. We thank you, Lord, for feeding us with the bread of heaven and the cup of salvation. Keep us in your grace, and at the coming of Christ in glory, bring us with your saints into the life of your kingdom. Amen. And we sing together, O come, Emmanuel. The Sun of Righteousness, shine upon us and prepare our hearts and souls to meet him when he comes in glory. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be ours now and always. Amen. The day of the Lord is surely coming. Be faithful in worship,
unwavering in hope, fervent in the work of God's kingdom, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Amen. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Just before you all go for your coffee, those of you who I have been harassing over the last few months to pose for a photograph for our church album, I've now got the photographs done. I've done two copies, so everybody who was brave enough to stand outside in the cold having their photograph taken, I've done a copy, and it's on the table at the back there. So if you've posed for me, there's one that'll go in the album, and it's identical to the one you can take away. Okay, thank you.